scientists, nutritionalists, microbiologists, chemists, plastic engineers, packaging scientists. And the one thing we all take very seriously is the impact that rations have on a warfighter's mood, morale, and ultimately his performance. We have based our lab capabilities on improving the family of combat rations. So, you know, we've got an advanced food processing lab, a chemistry lab, micro labs, packaging labs, and importantly, a sensory and consumer testing lab where we evaluate many hundreds, if not thousands, of products during the course of a year to see if they're worthy of going forward into a ration. Rations have to be shelf-stable for up to 3 years at 80 degrees Fahrenheit. That requirement alone differentiates us from a lot of the commercial industry.
Now, a ration kit, or an MRE, consists of a combination of manufactured food as well as finished packaged goods with brand names that are in there also?
It's a very good description. Approximately 70% of the items in an MRE are commercial items, in which we're very happy to utilize, as long as they meet our stringent requirements in terms of shelf life, weight, volume, and nutritional content. We're very happy to utilize commercial components because that's what the warfighter recognizes.
Just a side question with respect to that 80 degrees for 3 years. That means, is it possible to have chocolate in there? Can that withstand that requirement?
We do have candies in there. Yes, we have Skittles, and we are always looking for new types of candies, Reese's Pieces and M&M's and those kind of things. We evaluate the commercial versions of those, and if they do hold up and meet our requirements, then we will try to get those equivalents in there.
All right, let's talk about the 10 years of involvement in Iraq. What has changed relative to when we first went over there? How have the meals changed in that period? What have you learned?
Even as far back as Operation Desert Shield and Desert Storm, that was really when the MRE improvement program came to fruition. Because we recognized in that period of time, when the MRE first hit the field in 1980 until roughly 1990-91, we didn't do a whole lot of changes. We thought we were, you know, we put out a good product. But the reality was is that, you know, we didn't spend a lot of effort improving it, and it wasn't getting consumed. So if you go way back to 1991, that's when my boss, Jerry Darsh, was called into down to the Pentagon to visit with General Colin Powell at the time. And basically he walked into the room, was told not to sit down, showed an MRE, and told, fix it. And that was all said, fix it and you're excused. And that was what started our continuous improvement projects. So every year, on an annual basis, we replace items in the MRE, and in fact, all of our rations, based on what's currently popular with warfighters, what we know from our studies are not doing well, and we put in new items that are, you know, very well recognized by warfighters based on current trends. So from Iraq, for example, in the last 10 years, we've probably put in 100 or so new items into the MRE and taking out an equivalent number of items that are no longer popular or acceptable. And that's what we do. We make sure that the current version of the MRE and all of our rations are as up-to-date as possible in terms of products soldiers and sailors and airmen and marines want to eat, in terms of the latest technologies, in terms of better ways to render a product safe to eat without damaging it as much as normal. We want updated packaging that is less volume and less weight and less cost. You know, so there's always things that are ongoing and changing in the MREs on a yearly basis.
We're speaking with Bob Trottier. He's a team leader for combat rations at the DoD Combat Feeding Directorate. Now, I imagine with the diversification in terms of ethnic and racial national backgrounds that's occurred in the Army, there must be a lot of entrees that you are adding that respond to that diversity.
That is correct. If I give you what we are putting in for 2012 production, for example, these are the new items going into the MRE. Jalapeno beef patty, beef taco filling, Mexican chicken stew, chicken and pesto pasta with feta cheese and tomato, ratatouille, garlic mashed potatoes, and there's also like an instant Irish cream coffee. That's just an example of some of the new items going in for this current year's production of MREs.
Now, earlier you said that if something is not acceptable, it does not get consumed. So what did soldiers do if they didn't eat the MRE? What choice did they have?
If they weren't eating the MRE, they were either eating their pokey bait, the things they bring from home, or stuff they could have find, you know, in their theater of operations. You know, but it wasn't the nutritionally balanced meal that we are providing them, you know, because we are certainly meeting the Army regulations for the minimum recommended daily intakes of all the necessary macro and micronutrients that, you know, that any warfighter needs. So if they're not eating rations, they're not getting the proper nutrition, and that's the bottom line. So it's our challenge to make sure that no matter what we give, nutritionally adequate, yes, but it's got to be something that they want to eat.
How many calories are in an MRE?
An MRE meal is roughly 1,200, which means if they're eating three a day, they're getting 3,600 calories.
That seems low if they're involved in a combat operation, though.
Depending on the scenario, the Surgeon General has said that basically 3,600 for the day is proper for normal operations. There are, for certain scenarios, and there are different rations and different ration supplements, accessory packs and such, that can provide additional calories or offer additional calories within them. For example, we have a cold weather ration. That's called the Mule Cold Weather. How surprising. And that is roughly, I believe, 4,500 calories for the day. And because we recognize that in cold environments, they're going to need more calories.
Sure.
We have a new supplement pack called the More, and that basically adds an extra 1,000 calories for warfighters that are either in high altitude or in high heat, because we know they need more. But the MRE, which is because it's so widely used and so widely consumed, its target is 3,600 for the day.
And when you come up with a new entree, say a main dish part of it, who mm-hmm. decides, yeah, we'll go with this? How do you determine that it's okay to deploy?
Well, it's ultimately the warfighter. What we learned by Desert Shield, Desert Storm is that obviously, if it's not eaten, it's not, you know, it's not helping anybody. So what we did was we designed our programs to be very warfighter centric, which basically that means is that we take our items on a yearly basis out to warfighters, and we test them. We find out what they like in the current MREs. We find out what they, you know, don't like in the current MREs, and we offer them maybe half a dozen to a dozen new potential entrees, of which they are the deciders in terms of what's going to go in. And then once that happens, once the warfighter testing is done and we have our conclusions and we know that the product meets all of our requirements in terms of weight and cube and nutritional adequacy and acceptance, then we go to a joint service board once a year and we propose to them the changes to the menus based on warfighter feedback. And then that's when once that approval is given, that's what we transition into the field.
Now, does the Army Labs also serve the meals up in the menus and so forth and research to the other armed services, or are you strictly Army?
No, we are a joint service program. The DoD combat feeding, we are multi-service, joint service. And so this board that approves our rations new ration components, or even accessories, for example, flameless heaters. This board has representation from all the services as well as Defense Logistics Agency, which buys the rations for us. They all get a voice.
And one last question, too. Charms candies are supposed to be bad mojo, I've read. Do you still put those in?
No, they are no longer in the ration. We've heard many of an interesting anecdote about those as well, but no, they have been replaced.
Okay, and actually I wanted to ask you, too, a lot of those Army Ranger-type surplus stores sell MREs to the public mm-hmm. at retail. Are they okay to consume? They're not more than 3 years old, for example?
It's honestly a crapshoot because it is illegal for Defense Logistics Agency to sell to commercial markets, so they're not coming out of the proper route. It's illegal for our actual vendors who produce MREs to sell them direct under the MRE name, so they're not getting them from them. So you have no idea what the history is of our MRE if you're buying it in one of those surplus stores. So I would say, you know, approach them with caution, because they very well could have been sitting in an ISO container at 160 degrees for months on end, rejected by Army veterinary inspectors, meant to be thrown out, destroyed, and then somehow they've ended up, you know, somewhere else, and that obviously is a concern. And it's a concern because the consumer may be buying something that's nowhere near what it should be
sure.
at an MRE.
Okay, just wondered about that. I think I have what I need. Anything that I did not ask you'd like to add?
Well, I mean, obviously the MRE is one of many rations that we certainly develop here at Natick. And, you know, we have a whole family of group rations, and as well as other individual serving rations. I did mention a few. We have two, if I may, we have two of our newer rations, both fielded in and around the 2007 timeframe. One was the first strike ration, and this is kind of your pre-MRE in a field operating environment. So if you're first on the ground and first to fight, and you certainly want to minimize what you're carrying with you to consume, rather than getting three MREs to help to tide you over for the day, you would get one of these new first strike ration rations. And this has all very easy to eat components. There's nothing that requires any heating or added water or preparation, except for beverages. You need water to activate, you know, to rehydrate those. But it's very eat out of hand. There's a lot of performance bars and jerkies and you know, shelf stable, two year shelf stable sandwiches, which are very good. And so that that's the components of this first strike ration, and that's meant to be consumed early on before you transition to MREs.
Now, of course, in the theaters that we've been operating in, everything is joint with respect to other nations, coalition nations. Mm-hmm. Do you ever take what other nations feed their armies and pull it apart and see how it compares to what we are feeding our army?
Absolutely, and we're very pleased with what we think is the most acceptable combat ration in the world, which is the MRE. The other countries obviously have their different ethnic desires. But I think hands down, and if you ask a lot of the foreign war fighters, they'll tell you the same thing, that the MRE is the top.
Really, even like France and some of those countries, or Germany, that might have, you know, have cuisines of their own.
Well, I'm sure they're definitely good, and I'm sure they're definitely accepted to by their war fighters. But then again, I think we have probably the most robust continuous and product improvements projects that are ongoing to keep our rations at the top of their game. I'm pretty proud of what we do here.